This is an RNIB talking book.
Ice Station Zebra by Alastair MacLean.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
5247. Ice Station Zebra by Alastair MacLean. Read by Steve Hodson. The US atomic submarine Dolphin leaves the Holy Loch in a hurry one stormy night. The orders are to take a Dr. Carpenter under the North Polar ice cap, surfacing near a burnt-out weather station called Zebra. But who is he, and what does his locked bag contain? What's happened at the lonely station, and what is wrong with the Dolphin?
By kind permission of the publisher. This book, first published in 1963 by Collins, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from Mr. and Mrs. C. R. Braun and customers of the Crown Public House, Upper Sundon, near Luton, Bedfordshire. It's read by Steve Hodson, and there are 13 chapters. Ice Station Zebra by Alastair MacLean. Chapter 1. Commander James D. Swanson of the United States Navy was short, plump, and crowding 40. He had jet black...